So greetings to everybody. Now we continue on the stanza number 27th of the 7th chapter, the chapter on diligence of Bodhicitta Avatara. This is about, you know, if people say that, you know, it takes so long time to work towards your own enlightenment, and then to help all other beings to get enlightened, or to, you know, to create the Buddha field. And so therefore it takes kalpas and kalpas and kalpas. Who can do that? It's too much. It's you know, it takes too long. It's very difficult. And I don't think I can do it. If some people say like this or think like that, then he says, this 27th stanza, sin has been abandoned, thus there is no pain. Through having wisdom, there is no more sorrow. For so it is that mind and body both are injured by false views and sinfulness. You know, what actually gives us pain and suffering and difficulties is these two things, that we have lots of negative karma or negative action, and so therefore, because of negative karma, therefore, you know, it creates lots of pain on us, lots of suffering, you know, when the result of the negative actions or negative habitual tendencies ripen, then you have lots of painful situations and sufferings. But by being a bodhisattva, we don't commit negative deeds and we don't do negative actions. So therefore, even if you remain a long time in the world to help other beings, you don't really suffer that much because you don't have that negative karma. Through having wisdom, there is no more sorrow. And most of these, you know, problems, the suffering, and, you know, coming from, you know, that we have too much, we are trapped in, you know, ignorance, and we don't know what we are, we don't know how things are, and that's why we see everything as something, either something to be, you know, attached to, or something to be having aversion to. So therefore we react in this way, and then we suffer a lot. But when we have wisdom, there is no need of those kind of negative emotions and negative reactions, so therefore we don't really have much pain or sorrow and suffering. So therefore, for so it is that mind and body both are injured by false views and sinfulness. The injuries or problems or sufferings that we get on our body and on our mind are because of our negative actions, negative karma, and wrong negative emotions, you know, klesha, you know, ignorance and negative emotions. So therefore, if by practicing Dharma, by becoming a bodhisattva or training as a bodhisattva, if we reduce that, then we don't have those sufferings. So therefore, we can be in samsara, we can be with people, we can be in the world, even with lots of suffering and lots of problems and lots of difficulties, but we remain not too much touched by those sufferings. It's like, you know, a lotus flower growing in a very dirty and polluted area. So this, in Tibetan, I will read the Tibetan text first of this stanza. There are two stanzas. Dikpa Pongshu Dungal Me, a bodhisattva, you know, will get rid of or will abandon doing negative actions, so therefore there is no suffering to the body. Keep Ishanamagami, because you have wisdom, so you don't have unhappiness in your mind. So Nutra Lopartopato Dipi Sendo Lulanu. So because what really harms us is my wrong way of seeing and my negative action. My wrong way of seeing is harmful to my mind, and my negative actions harmful to my body. So, sunam chine lude la kipa yine sendena yendun kowar lechun na nidechen to chitisho. So this, before I read the translation, I just explained. Because of the sunam, because of the, positive action, accumulation of the positive action, I have comfort or happiness or joy to my body, because I don't, when a bodhisattva doesn't accumulate or doesn't do negative actions, then he only does positive actions, so therefore there is no cause for too much problem or pain to your body. Kipa yene sendene, because of his wisdom, your mind is in peace. You know, when you know how to react in the proper way, when you know how to, how to deal with your emotions and habitual tendencies and things like that, then your mind is in peace. So if you are a bodhisattva like that, who can have these two things, then even if you remain in samsara in order to help or in order to benefit beings, those compassionate beings, those bodhisattvas have no misery, have no problem. They can be in samsara, in the midst of all kind of all different kind of worst situations, but themselves are not touched by this suffering. So they can be there in the samsara amongst people who have lots of suffering, who have lots of negative emotions and negative actions and negative deeds, but they can remain untouched by that. And so therefore, it is not necessary that you have to have a very strong suffering or pain while being in that situation. So therefore, it is said here, merit is the true cause of the body's ease, while happiness of mind is had through understanding. What can sadden those who have compassion, who remain within samsara for the sake of beings? So, the great bodhisattvas, or good bodhisattvas, some bodhisattvas even pray that I wish that I never become enlightened, never become a Buddha, never leave the samsara, as long as there is even one sentient being suffering in the samsara. I will only become enlightened after I help every single being, every single countless beings, to become enlightened. That's why there is also this a prayer in the same text, you know. As long as as long as there is space, as long as there are sentient beings, may I remain too, in order to, you know, help or liberate all the sentient beings. So, as long as there is one being, I want to. Sometimes I feel that, you know, it doesn't really happen like that, because when you have wisdom, when you are, you know, your wisdom awakens, your you know, kind of, you have awakened from the ignorance, and then all your positive actions are ripened. Whether you like it or not, you are enlightened, you know. Even if that's the one you don't wish most, you become enlightened because, you know, that is enlightened, you know. You see things, how things are, you react, you learn how to see things, how to react to things, and you become that, then you are enlightened, even if you don't want to. Therefore, you know, we have great bodhisattvas like, Avalokiteshvara, Tara, Manjushri, you know, Vajrapani, and all these great bodhisattvas who are actually Buddhas. But they prayed and they promised, and they pledged that they would not become Buddhas until they can, you know, help all sentient beings to become Buddhas. Therefore, they like to be called Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Tara. But they are actually Buddhas. So this is stanza number, I think, 28. Then so now, you know, why we should be very joyful, you know, why we should feel joyful in doing these positive actions and working for our training for our enlightenment and helping others to liberate from this samsaric state of mind. Dēne shōngchū sēmto jī ngēngjī dēpā sēzē jī sūna jāngchū dēzē jī nyōntū nōwē jū tēshī. Dēwī shōngār kān sēwī shōngchī sēngjī tāshū nē dēnō dōwān dāwā lē sēngjī sēhī jī lūnchū. Here, by the power of bodhicitta, if you generate bodhicitta, if you have this, you know, clear understanding and aspiration that, yes, you know, there is lots of suffering. You know, you see lots of suffering. There's so many people who are, you know, sick. Even now, you know, there are so many people who, you know, who don't know how to, you know, how to live, how to properly kind of find their livelihood, you know, next day. They have so much pain, there are so many people with physical pain, with mental pain, with so much problems and things like that. Human beings actually are much better, but, you know, look at other beings. They're being killed, they're being tortured, they're being, you know, all kind of sufferings. So, you know, there is so much need to help them to be liberated from there. You know, if not possible in this life, next life, if not possible in that life, then next to next life. So therefore, you know, it is so important. So, Sanchu Samjitopchi, because of this power of Bodhicitta, when you are, you know, when you are working, it's also when you're working for the benefit of others, or when you're, you know, taking this as your mission, then this is actually also exhausting your own negative karma. You know, the best way to purify yourself, to exhaust or to get rid of your negative karma, is doing something that is helping others. And at the same time, you are also accumulating, naturally accumulating, even without making efforts to, you know. If you say, I want to accumulate merit, I want to accumulate merit, I can't accumulate too much merit. And whatever I do a little bit, but not so much. But if I am not thinking about me, but thinking about others, and then really try to help them in whatever I can, and then, even if I don't really can do much, I'm accumulating, you know, immeasurable amounts of positive karma because of this intention and motivation, because I'm dedicated towards that, you know. So therefore, you know, that kind of way of being is actually much better than any strong practice, even that of, you know, Shavakas or, you know, Arhats, things like that. Therefore, Tevi Shungal Kunsevi Shunji Senji Tahyuni Dini Devan Rovale Senji Sehiji. So, I have no, you know, no more suffering of the body because of good karma. I have no suffering of the mind because of my wisdom. And then, you know, I work for the benefit of others, and in this way I accumulate even more positive karma and exhaust my negative karma. And I go from one good, nice place to another nice place, like, you know, better and better. When I do that kind of a way of life, then, you know, who would become lazy? Who would lose their hope, and who would look down on your ability, you know? Because with that kind of, if I don't do anything, I suffer anyway. And I suffer more and more, it's not good for me, and it's not good for anybody. If I start to generate a little bit bodhicitta and I start to work on that and a little bit, you know, try, then it's good for me, it's good for others, and then I'm, you know, everything becomes better and better. So therefore, it says, for through their power of bodhicitta, former sins are totally consumed, and merit, ocean vast, is gathered in. It's therefore said they excel the Sharvakas. You know, this Bodhisattva's path is much better even then. Mounted on the horse of Bodhicitta, which puts to flight all mournful weariness, what lucid person could be in despair, proceeding in this way from joy to joy? So, you know, you cannot be lazy. You cannot feel disabled. You have to feel joy in doing this, because that's the best thing you can do for yourself. And you can't say, it's not possible for me to do it. It takes too long time. It is too hard. All these things. It's never hard. It's even easy. It takes long time. Even if it takes too long, it's much better that it takes long, because you are only having good time, and, you know, and In the meanwhile, you are exhausting negative karma, accumulating positive karma, so everything is better. So why not?